وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program For Humanity. In previous episodes, we were looking at the concept of shukr, gratitude, and we said that as human beings, we need to have gratitude in order for us to be able to have compassion, sympathy, empathy, and everything in between towards our fellow human beings. The more we are grateful to Allah for the blessings that He has given us, the more we will go towards our fellow human beings and also be grateful. The more we refrain from giving thanks to Allah, obviously we're not going to give thanks or be grateful to those around us. So we mentioned at least 4 or 5 episodes in this regard. Today we want to talk about shukr itself, like how can we attain it, how can we get it, how can we apply it, and everything else. For example, it has been said that shukr, being thankful and grateful and having a gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, goes through a process through 3 phases. The first phase is a thankfulness in the heart. And the second phase, thankfulness through the tongue. And the third phase is thankfulness through the body parts, and has to be that sequence, mind you. Because when the heart, the essence of the human being, comprehends and becomes content with the magnitude of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings that He bestowed upon us, when once our souls and our hearts understand that concept and comprehends it and believes it and submits to it, if the minds and the heart submits to it, then it will become a natural process, an automatic response that will flow through the tongue by saying Alhamdulillah, Ashukrulillah. So it begins with an idea, with a thought. The thought gets translated into what? Verbal. And once it becomes verbal and goes through the tongue and passes the emotional aspect, then it goes to the body parts, where the body parts themselves become under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we will use these parts in order to help other people as well. It will become a way to prevent us also from harming other people. So that thankfulness, that gratefulness, that gratitude that we had towards Allah, it means that I need to give. At the same time, it means I should not harm. So in that flow, in that sense, is how we can maintain our humanity and the humanity of others. So first we need to observe the idea in our minds and our hearts, let it flow through our tongues by showing it to Allah through words and then applying it in our body parts. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we said that when we want to do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we can serve our fellow human beings better, we said we have to go through the three stages. First, in the qalb, ash-shukr bil qalb, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our hearts. And this by just imagining the blessings that we have. Just pausing for a second and looking at the blessings that we have. We imagine it and we submit that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not from anyone else. Even when someone gives me something and blesses me with something, it is only because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made that person come my way. And then we said, ash-shukr bil-lisan. And that is just to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever way, in whatever language that you can master. And then you move on to the body parts and you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to shukr in these three forms, it has to be followed by something that we have to give back to people. So for example, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me wealth, the way to be thankful and grateful and have a gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my gratitude towards Allah becomes in a form of spending that money in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I spend it on things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I spend it in ways where it is considered to be an obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I spend it on my family, for example. I spend it on my relatives. I spend it on my friends who are in need. I spend it on people who are in need. I give to the orphans. I give to the poor. I give to the needy. Sometimes I donate for the sake of Allah, for example, to promote and to help and support the armies of the Muslim government, for example. Because even back in the day, in the Muslims, when a war used to happen, or the Muslims have to go to war against the invaders, the Muslims themselves are used to give in and chip in so they can buy horses and swords and what have you. So you can always give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have that sequence in our hearts, tongues, and hands. Also, when it comes to ilm, we said being grateful and having gratitude towards Allah in previous episode, not only limited to material aspects, but also to things that are intangible, like ilm, knowledge, and the shukrul ilm, giving the thanks that are due to knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nashr, to spread that knowledge, to make it heard by people, to make people learn from it. The concepts that a person knows, Islamic concepts, that he can share and help better another person, then he needs to do that. So this is when it comes to ilm, for example. When it comes to position and power, or status in the community, one can use that to help and support those who are weak, those who are oppressed. He can save them from being imprisoned or being taken away or being oppressed. A person puts that ni'mah that Allah has given him into serving other human beings. So whatever ni'mah that we have, if we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the heart and the tongue and the body, we will be able to help other fellow human beings. And this is exactly how important having ni'mah of the blessings of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim.